from 2 to 4 strainers, and then it took 2 to hand to 1 strainer.
What do you mean to hand to them? They would pick up the lid?
The tobacco would be laid out on a ship.
Yeah.
You'd have a long table light, and it'd be laid out of the crate on that, and there's where they pick up the tobacco from.
And 2 people would hand to each stringer?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like that you could pick it up and be waiting while he put one on, or did they get to, while he put one leaf on the stick, or did they get to be real fast with that?
There's a lot of fast stringers. Mm-hmm. I could really put it on.
Is that right? Did you work in it all the time, every year?
Well, yes, I'd work in it one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, my husband's sister was, she was a maid. She never did marry.
Mm-hmm.
And she was making her home with us. Well, we'd have cook weeks.
Have what?
Cook weeks. She'd cook one week and me one.
Sure.
And so when it'd be her day to cook, I'd go to the barn. And when it was my day, she'd go to the barn. She was a pretty good stringer herself. There's a lot of work in it.
I'm sure so. Well, these people that you had to help with it, did you have to prepare meals?
Dinner for them, yes, we did. I still say dinner, always have.
Sure, at noon, because that was the biggest meal of the day, wasn't it?
Yeah. And sometimes we'd have a table out under a pecan tree. And just put it when we'd have big crowds, you know, or a big crowd to get in all the tobacco. And we just fix our dinner out there.
Sure, that sounds kind of nice. Well, how many people would be a big crowd? What would be the most you might have?
We've had as many as 27 in one day.
And how long did this go on? Was it a short season? Or it went on, the tobacco would ripen gradually, wouldn't it? It was picked from the bottom.
Picked from the bottom. And that was to do once a week.
Oh,
we'd have anywhere from 7 to 8 weeks of it. It's just according, you know, to have the tobacco made.
Sure. Well, what about when you got finished? You had a long stalk left there in the field, didn't you?
They cut it up.
The last time?
Harrow.
They just grind it up into the
ground. Uh-huh.
And did that require a lot of fertilize, or did they put manure on those fields? Or?
No.
No.
Just a few liner.
That was the best fertilize?
Fertilize it good to start with. And then later on, put a side dressing.
Now, what's a side dressing?
Well, that stuff. Put a little more guanner down side of it.
Oh, down the rows.
Mm-hmm.
And did that have to be done by hand, or did you do that?
No, they had distributors, and that would put out the guanner.
Well, when you and Mr. Luke, when he had about stopped farming, did you all just sell the farm when you moved here, or did you keep it and have somebody else operating it for a while or what?
No, we sold it.
And
he had quit a few years before we moved here of making tobacco. He would make corn and a garden for a few years after he got to renting out his tobacco. So that stopped us from having any tobacco.
Well,
having to work in it, you know.
Sure.